All right, let's do our players of the game, our Man Eye Institute players of the game. Clint, I'll go first here. Mine is not a player. I started off the show today with a standing ovation for this group, and my players of the game are the five dudes up front. And listen, we've talked about them. We have had concerns and fair ones about them, and I've been at the top of the list on the concerns of that offensive line. But Tunzel, Kenyon Green, Juice, Shaq, Titus, they were the best I've seen since I've been here in the fifth season covering the Houston Texans, and they dominated. We've asked, could they run the ball well enough to complement the offense? Check. Could they run the ball at all when the other team knows that they're going to run the ball? Check. They ran it at will, down their throats. It didn't matter. Yes, Joe Mixon was big in this game, but, I mean, it was easy pickings for him with what they did up front on the offensive line. So my player of the game is players, is all of them, all five of them up front. They were spectacular.
I love where your head's at, Ron. I love where your head's at because I agree wholeheartedly. My biggest fear on a reaction Monday to what we just watched was Joe Mixon, and we don't acknowledge, and we don't first and foremost acknowledge the job that this offensive line did. For a team, for an offensive line that has never shown the ability to do it, for an offensive line that you got to ask, is there chemistry issues? Is there coaching issues? What in the hell's going on with this group? You got three first-rounders. You got a Super Bowl champion. You've got a second-rounder at center. I mean, you got some dudes, man. What the hell's going on? For them to go out there and in the first live action put that on tape, it was unbelievable, Ron. Since I can't take the O-line, I'm going to take Joe Mixon. Yeah. I mean, Joe Mixon, you're right, man. Them big boys up front did most of the work. But Joe Mixon proved to be an absolute difference maker. Whether you look at it, hey, man, this guy's got experience in this system, or you look at, hey, this guy's got the power to run inside, the speed to bounce it outside, or you look at it like just overall skill set, this guy's got the ability to make something out of nothing, and he is a punishing finisher. However you want to look at Joe Mixon, when you watched him yesterday, you had to be impressed. So I'm going to ride with Joe Mixon.
All right, Tyler, who's your player of the game?
Real quick, I'll go with Nico Collins, man. This dude is becoming a Colts killer, much like T.Y. Hilton was a Texans killer back in his day. He is going into Indy and seemingly just doing whatever he wants to Indianapolis, and I love to see it. I'm going Nico Collins.
Yeah, Nico was he was special yesterday. He was special yesterday. It wasn't just C.J. throwing him open. He went up and made big-time plays. And, again, yeah, I'll just say this. With the offensive line, see, you messed up and showed us. You'd have messed up and showed us.
The bars moved a little bit.
You'd have messed up and showed us what you're capable of. So if there's a point where y'all just up here getting worked over, like, we can point to, nah, y'all handled DeForest Buckner. Y'all handled that front seven up there. And that's the expectation. So amazing performance by many yesterday. But the offensive line, Nico Collins and Joe Mixon get our players of the game. That is our Man Eye Institute players of the game. Man Eye Institute.